Maybe a big rocker retiring.
What?
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. We were talking about this earlier.
Yeah.
Dave Matthews.
Hmm.
Is he trying to retire? Does he want to retire? Someone recently asked him, are you going to retire?
I have no idea. I don't know. I dream about going and living in a hut in Kenya and growing my facial hair. I always think about something else, or going into a room and painting pictures until I die. I always think about what other things I want to do.
Mm.
Sounds fun. Song. Mm.
So would you be painting the pictures while you die?
Right, exactly. So that one last, you'll be like...
I can never tell if he's being serious or the most sarcastic.
So hopefully he's painting waterfall and make more sense. Like, or like an arrow saying, this way to hell.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know what his personality is like. I've actually never heard him talk before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right. Usually it's always singing.
When he talks on stage, he sounds like he's stoned out of his mind, because he is.
Right. So is his audience.
But yeah, that's the most coherent I've heard him.
Yeah. I don't know.
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
Right. Pam loves that she's in control of a soundbite.
Yes,
it's
she is. She
my
is.
Favorite thing.
How did this happen?
You gave it to me.
No, nope, you're supposed to play the soundbite.
Nice job.
No, it doesn't.
I have no idea.
Yep, yeah, I go. Said, how does this happen?
I have no idea.
I'm in control here.
How does Pam screw up something so easy?
I have no idea.
Right,
I don't know.
Why do we let her do this?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Why would she join the Coast Guard?
I have no idea.
I was thinking about that one.
He actually sat and thought about it.
He did. Yeah.
He was like,
He was trying to come up with a reason.
He paused and reflected.
Yeah. To be a good person? No, that's not it.
I have no idea.
Kidding, Pam.
Yeah.
Is Pam liking Chaz and AJ right now?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Oh, no, I think you know. You just don't have a no.
Not enough time to section down just the no part.
Yeah.
At the end, he says, I don't know. So you can just,
He already clearly knows what he wants to do.
Yeah.
You know, either be in a hut and grow his beard.
Right.
Or he's from South Africa.
Is he?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, he grew up in
South Africa. I have no idea.
Where are you from?
I have no idea.
Where are you going now?
I have no idea.
And, so...
When it comes to music.
Live in a hut or paint and die.
Sorry. I thought you were done.
What does he have?
This is why I should
control paint. I have no idea.
There you go.
Do you guys have thoughts of how you would want to, like, if you could do anything you want? You don't have to wait until you're 65 or 70 or 80 to retire. Like, you just got a ton of money and now you can do whatever you want. What would you do?
I have no idea.
I have three things, actually. Acting, stand up, and I also want to own my own, like, hot rod, like place where I sell hot rods.
You've talked about that
like
before.
A hot rod place in like Florida or something.
You'd have
like
to have a lot of money.
Yeah.
I don't picture you in business turning a profit.
Yeah, no, because I'd be like keeping them all.
Keep them all.
Yeah, that one's
and
nice.
And someone would come in and tell you a hard luck story and be like, all right, take it.
No, not when it comes to that.
No, really?
No, because now you have to get this hot rod away from me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, give me some cash.
Oh, okay, that's true.
Yeah.
I'm thinking you would have
you
a heart.
You gotta earn it. You gotta earn it.
Right.
Yeah, no.
You're the person who walks by the bell ringers and the Girl Scout cookies.
Exactly, right. I'm the guy getting rid of
cars. That's true. Yeah. You wouldn't be giving the cars away.
No, because you have to want it more than I do.
Right.
Good point.
Which is not gonna happen.
That's what's gonna be called.
Right.
Get it from me. Hot rods.
Good business model.
I like it.
How about you, Pam?
So I've always wanted to do this. I own like this little stand on the beach, you know, somewhere like in a cool beachy town. And I sell like sandwiches, like stuff from the grill. I also sell like sunblock and I rent out like boogie boards and stuff like that. And then at night it turns into a bar.
And these are signature sandwiches, by the way. Each one has a bite taken out of it.
Yeah, why not? You got to taste it first.
Yeah, we have to test these. Quality testing.
I'd be like, how's the ham? Smell my breath. Okay, good.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds fun. So that's what you would do.
Oh, yeah. 100%. I've always wanted to do that.
It's your Panwich shop.
There was a cartoon on Nickelodeon.
It's your Panwich shop, yeah.
I can't remember what it's called now, but there was like a little cartoon on Nickelodeon where it was like these surfer kids and like the dad owned like this grill. And I was like, oh, my God, that looks awesome. I want to do that. So that's where the dream came from. the cartoon.
Pam knew she wanted to retire when she was 7 years old.
Yeah.
I'm ready. I'm ready, baby.
Before she starts, she's out.
Phil, do you have a thought on that?
I think I would get into something a little artistic and creative. I would maybe do like woodworking or something, like wood carving.
No way.
Yeah.
Phil's carving.
I've never pictured this at all.
No, I've never done anything like
that
either.
You have to grow your beard longer.
They'll call you fine. Woodland Phil.
What are you, Ron Swanson?
It's Woodland Phil.
Woodland Phil.
It wouldn't have to be exactly that. Just something like that.
And just on purpose.
Fiddling.
And just on purpose, he'll lose a leg and have a nice carving like a whale carving.
I'll make my own leg.
Wait, so are you making furniture for people?
No, not furniture.
Like,
no,
he's making like wooden flutes and stuff.
He's an Amish. No, like, you know.
Like, what are you making?
Yeah, look,
I don't know.
I made a wooden beaver. You know,
like, where are you selling it, at craft stores or like?
No, I'd have like a little shop, like out of my house or
right,
whatever.
Just a little right. Locals, yeah, exactly. On the
so
porch.
You'd be set up somewhere like downtown and like have a shop and a house.
No, or? I was thinking like beach, and then you could go and like walk in the morning. You know, come back, have a cup of coffee, pick up like some driftwood along the way.
Oh, you're like
and,
down right. From Pam's shop,
exactly.
If you're
on
shop,
the beach.
Yeah. And if Phil has like a whole bunch of like wood shavings in his beard and stuff like that.
Yeah. I could sell some of your wood at my little stand.
Like a bad lint brush.
It sounds like Phil would have his own store.
Yeah, right? You're not right. Touching my wood, Pam.
Well, exactly. If you want, I can help a little bit because I'm going to have a lot more people, I think, than you would.
There's a joke
because
right
I'm,
there.
You know, I sell
food and
sell food and right, sunblock right, and right. Stuff. Yeah, you know, things
the
that people need.
To go into like a shop and like, you know, go is to get away from people. I just want to make the stuff.
Right. How about you, Jess?
I'm on this woodland.
It's woodland. What? I just never pictured it.
Fiddlin' Phil or whatever.
Woodland Phil. Yes.
Woodland.
He's Woodland Wood, yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it would be. Maybe eventually it would turn into furniture.
So
who knows?
You would get driftwood, but then would you, you know, you would take your knife to the driftwood or you would just sell the driftwood the way it is?
No, the whole point is to turn it into something.
Right. Yeah. Would you varnish your wood, too?
Sure, yeah.
But the
you
whole
protect
point
it.
Of
like, you want it to
driftwood
stay.
Is that the ocean has carved it.
Right.
Yeah, you don't
right.
Want to mess
all
that up.
Smooth.
Right.
Right.
He'll sign his name.
He would take that, what right. People use
not from my
collect,
beach.
And then he would ruin it.
Right, not from Pam's sandwich shop. Yes.
then don't buy it if it's ruined to you. But you want
just
from
keep
me.
Moving. Not to see him, folks. That's Woodland
he's going to be an excellent business person.
He's going to drive everyone out of his store. Right.
Well, better than AJ. Convince me you want it more than me.
True.
Nah, no, I suck. What are you going to do?
Yeah. he'll be fact-checking customers.
He will.
They'll be having a conversation. Oh, no, you know, excuse me. No, that's not right.
Yeah, technically, this driftwood is actually balsa.